WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're feeling a little overwhelmed by the constant buzz of life, trust me, you're not alone. Between emails, deadlines, and social media, it's easy to feel like our minds are constantly racing. That's why today we're diving into mindfulness exercises for beginners, because even 5 minutes of quiet focus can make a world of difference. Ever felt like your thoughts are running on autopilot? You know that feeling when you're staring out the window, but your mind is miles away, replaying yesterday's conversations or worrying about tomorrow's to-do list? That's where mindfulness comes in. It's all about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that mental hamster wheel and actually savoring what's happening right now. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Mindfulness sounds kind of woo-woo. But trust me, this isn't about chanting or incense burning. It's about simple techniques anyone can learn, no special skills or meditation retreats required. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your mindfulness journey. First up, start small. Don't try to meditate for an hour right away. Even a few minutes of focused breathing can be incredibly beneficial. Think of it like building a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger your focus will become. Second, find what works for you. There are tons of different mindfulness exercises out there. Some people find guided meditations helpful, while others prefer simply focusing on their breath or engaging their senses. Experiment and see what feels most comfortable. You could even try a mindful walk, paying attention to the feel of your feet on the ground, the sounds around you, and the warmth of the sun on your skin. Third, be kind to yourself. It's normal for your mind to wander. When it does, gently guide your attention back to your chosen anchor, your breath, a sound, or even a physical sensation. Don't judge yourself for getting distracted, just acknowledge it and start again. Fourth, integrate mindfulness into your daily routine. You don't have to carve out special time for it. Practice mindful eating by savoring each bite of your meal, paying attention to the flavors and textures. Listen mindfully during conversations instead of just waiting for your turn to speak. Even washing dishes can be a mindful activity if you focus on the sensations of the water and soap. And finally, remember that mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice to cultivate a calm and focused mind. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and enjoy the ride. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, feeling overwhelmed by emails, deadlines, and the general chaos of the day. Your thoughts are racing, your shoulders are tense, and your to-do list seems endless. Now imagine taking just 5 minutes to practice a simple mindfulness exercise. You close your eyes, focus on your breath, and allow yourself to be fully present in this moment. As you inhale and exhale, you feel your body relax, your mind quiet down, and a sense of calm wash over you. You might think, okay, that sounds nice, but can it really make a difference? Believe me, it can. Even a few minutes of mindfulness can help you manage stress, improve focus, and boost your overall well-being. It's like hitting the refresh button on your day, giving yourself a chance to reset and approach the rest of your tasks with a clearer mind and a more positive attitude. Remember, friends, mindfulness isn't about escaping life, it's about showing up fully in every moment. It's about choosing to be present even when things get tough. So take a deep breath, embrace the power of now, and let's build that inner peace together. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little mindfulness magic in their life. Until next time, stay strong, stay present, and keep on stoically rocking your world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.